Hey folks, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Again, sorry about that super long passage yesterday about boils and leprosy and all of that. Today's will be shorter, I promise. Today is the 8th of March and I'm so excited to be here with you and pray every day. It's a privilege to pray the scripture for you verse by verse. Today we're in Leviticus chapter 14 verses 1 through 32 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out of the camp. The priest shall examine him. Behold, if the plague of leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command them to take for him who is to be cleansed two living clean birds, cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. The priest shall command them to kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird into the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He shall sprinkle on him, he who is to be cleansed from the leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird go into the open field. He who is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and bathe himself in water, and he shall be clean. After that, he shall come into the camp, but shall dwell outside the tent 7 days. It shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave off all of his head and his beard and his eyebrows. He shall shave off all of his hair. He shall wash his clothes and he shall bathe his body in water. Then he shall be clean. On the eighth day, he shall take two male lambs without defect, one ewe lamb, a year old without defect, 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering mixed with oil, and one log of oil. The priest who cleanses him shall set the man who is to be cleansed and those things before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. The priest shall take one of the male lambs and offer him for a trespass offering with the log of oil and wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. He shall kill the male lamb in the place where they kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the place of the sanctuary, for as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, on the big toe of his right foot. The priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. The priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is on his left hand, and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. The priest shall put some of the rest of the oil that is on his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh. The priest shall offer the sin offering and make atonement for him who is to be cleansed because of his uncleanness. Afterward, he shall kill the burnt offering. Then the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meal offering on the altar. The priest shall make atonement for him and shall be clean. And if he is poor and if he can't afford so much, then he shall take one male lamb for a trespass offering to be waved to make atonement for him, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons such as he is able to afford. And the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. On the eighth day, he shall bring them for his cleansing to the priest at the door of the tent of the meeting before Yahweh. The priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them before a wave offering before Yahweh. He shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, the big toe of his right foot, the priest shall pour some of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is on his left hand 7 times before Yahweh. Then the priest shall put some of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the trespass offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hands he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed to make atonement for him before Yahweh. He shall offer one of the turtle doves or one of the young pigeons which is ever able to afford, of the kind he is able to afford, the one of a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering with the meal offering. The priest shall make atonement for him who is able to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the law for him who is of the plague of leprosy, who is not able to afford the sacrifice for his cleansing. Mind if I pray for you, Lord. Thank you for everybody who made it through today and all of the offerings and sin offerings. Lord, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that we live in an age of grace. I'm so grateful that you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness, and all we need to do is confess our sins before you. Lord, I confess my sins before you today. I have so many, but mostly they stem from fear or lack of trust or lack of faith or panic. Lord, forgive me for panicking. So many times I just let my mind ruminate and go down these spirals of despair. And so, Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, I pray for other people who are like me. Maybe I'm the only one that's that way, but I pray for others who are like me who are in that space. And I pray you would help us to lift our heads, Lord. And when we cannot lift our heads from the muck and the mire and the pain of what we are walking through, if we feel unclean, if we feel like we're from outside the camp, if we feel diseased or in pain, Lord, you are the one who cures, you are the one who carries, and you are the one who lifts our head. And I'm so, so grateful for that. I love you, Jesus, and I'm so grateful we live in that age of grace. Thank you, Jesus. I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kathy Howard, and you can find her at kathyhoward.org. She's a Bible teacher, a speaker. She's the author of 14 books, Bible studies, and devotionals. She loves to teach others solid Bible study principles and equip you with practical tools you can confidently dig into God's word for yourself. Mine its truths, yes, and eagerly apply those truths in your lives. She does this through her blog, a daily Bible reading group on Facebook, writing, speaking, and teaching at women's events. And so she has a resource page for you that I want to bring your attention to. So you can go to kathyhoward.org and you have this whole, just click on the resources and you have a whole page of free downloadable helps. So she also has a journal called the Deeply Rooted Journal, and it will give you encouragement and direction to read and study the Bible on your own. There's daily journaling pages, which can be used with any Bible reading plan or Bible book, including the 90-Day Bible Reading Challenge. And it prompts you to walk through each of the simple steps of the 4R inductive Bible study method. And it's jam-packed with practical tools for Bible reading, study, and prayer. So pick up a copy of the Deep Rooted Journal and visit kathyhoward.org for a whole bunch of tons of great free resources. Kathy, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.